Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra is affectionately called PISO by many people. I like to call them Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Do you prefer Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra or PISO? Or both? They're both okay? Okay. I always like the full name, but PISO sounds like a youth soccer organization. You never know. It probably is. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If you would like to send a message of encouragement to the kids playing this morning, you can by going to slbradio.org and writing it in instant input. Thank you for tuning in today, by the way, and for your patience. We wanted to be sure that we had a full set from the Center for Young Musicians, and we will do the very same with the quartet that you're about to hear from. And most of the players here have been here before at one time or another. Two violins, a viola, and a cello. You'll get a chance to meet them after the first selection you hear here, PISO, or the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra Quartet.
Thank you.
Have the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra at the Saturday Light Brigade, the quartet, I should say, from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. And we will talk with each of them in just a moment or two. You're listening to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WIUPFM Indiana, 90.7 WMCO New Concord, Ohio, 91.1 WSAJ Grove City, 91.7 WNJR Washington, 91.7 WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, IQKidsRadio.org, and live and on demand SLBRadio.org, where it's always Saturday. Today and tomorrow, about 80 degrees. Tonight, low around 60. 8:33 for tonight's sunset, and a 20% to 40% chance of scattered showers or thunderstorms throughout the weekend. Now 64 in New Concord, 61 in Clarion, 65 in Grove City, 63 in Indiana, and 70 degrees in Washington. And at our studios in historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Does Billings, Montana mean anything to anybody? Billings, Montana. No. How about Richard Matson? That name has to mean something. Richard Matson writes, "Bravo, exquisite. We are so proud of you all. Isn't that gorgeous?" exclaimed from our little audience huddled around the computer listening. And I think that I thought I had a microphone set up to chat with you guys, but I have a feeling I'm going to check something on it real quickly because my intuition is that it might not be working as well. No, it's got a little hum in it. So let's see. I do want to talk to you all, but why don't we do that after you next play? Because it would be nice if you had a microphone from which your voices sounded clear. But let me turn to Olivia, if I could, because I can actually capture your voice with this microphone. Could you just tell us what you just completed playing?
Okay, well, we just played a Beethoven quartet, Opus 74. It's known as the harp quartet because of all of the intertwining pieces and the pizzicatos.
Yeah, I really liked your part. Everybody sounded great, but the low part on the viola was really neat, and the way it juxtaposed with the cello and kind of just mixed all around. That caught me by surprise. I had to look up for a minute. What are you about to play next?
We're going to play the third and fourth movement of the piece.
Great. Once again, we have for you the string quartet from PISO, the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's just beautiful. The Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, FISO Quartet. And I'd like to make sure that we get a chance to talk with each of you. And oh, thanks, Erica. And let's we'll sort of take care of that right now. And first up, it's Jad, right? Am I remembering my pronunciation correctly?
Yeah, that's correct, Jad.
Do you get Jade sometimes, I'll bet?
I get everything in between, you know.
and the reason I remember Jad, because his family, we had the Hillel Quartet, and I'm trying to remember, it was you and your sister, and who else played?
So, and then my brother and my other sister, Salem and Layla.
It's been a while since we've had you guys on. Now, you're a senior this year at Fox Chapel, is that right?
That's right.
And what's next? Do you know?
Yes, next I'll be going to the University of Pittsburgh for pre-medicine.
Excellent.
I'll be there for the next 4 years, of course.
Is your dad in medicine as well?
Yes, he is.
I thought that was the case. Do you know what you might want to do after pre-med?
I'm not positive. I just know that this is my field, you know. But certainly there's going to be some music somehow, some way that this isn't going to go.
Yeah, I was curious. You're a pretty accomplished violinist, and I'm sure that'll stay with you. Any words about Paiso and how they've impacted you, your influence?
Still me?
Yeah.
Sure. So we are as you said, we are a subset of the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony. We are the Montgomery Fellowship Quartet is the technical name.
Thank you for letting me know that, because that's not in my notes, but I remember from before.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to acknowledge the people that make it possible.
Yeah. You know, as Paiso, you know, Paiso is great because, you know, we can all come together and, you know, see students from all over the area, Pennsylvania, some Virginia, some Ohio, from a large radius, come around, and, you know, people who are good at their instruments, you know, who like to perform, getting together and playing some really great pieces, and especially like settings like this where we have a quartet and we can play some great quartet music. You know, it all makes it really great. And, you know, we do owe a lot, I mean, to each other for all of our work. And of course to, he's not in here right now, but, to Mr. Jeremy Black, who's our coach, who really, I mean, without him, we wouldn't have made music as, even as nice as, what we've done today. So
who, picked the piece that you played today?
I don't know. was it Mr. Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Black.
Yeah. I mean, it was really fun to listen to. And, you know, I would think there are some pieces that are more appropriate than others to play, to showcase your talent. And that's a nice addition, too. Before passing the microphone over, anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to personally?
No, I think I'm good with just Mr. Black.
Okay, that's fine. I meant to ask you that before. Now, sitting next to you is the aforementioned fan of Billings, Montana, or fan the subject of the attention of the fans in Billings, Jessica Mattson, who is a junior at Hampton. You sounded great this morning playing a violin next to Jad. Do you know what you might want to do after you graduate next year?
Well, right now I'd really like to be a teacher.
Excellent.
So
how come?
To do that. Well, I would just like to. My mom taught me, and as a homeschooler, I think mm-hmm. it'd be really nice to also be able to teach other children, too.
That's great. And you're in a great environment at Hampton High School. A lot of folks don't know what Hampton is like, and we've spent some time there doing some projects with Mary Lou, your English teacher, I'll bet you know. Everybody knows Mary Lou. Do you want to say hello or acknowledge anybody?
Yes, I would like to say hi to my friends and family that are listening, and also to Benny and Mercedes.
Excellent. Who are they?
They are a family that I know in the Canary Islands who I will be doing an exchange trip with over the summer.
Well, that's terrific. Yeah. I hope you have a good summer.
Thanks.
Now, I really liked the way Lucas Song was, what's the right verb? The way he was teaching the cello, who's boss there in that last.
Exactly, yes. That's what I call it.
Yeah, you really, I was going to say attacked, but that's not exactly the right word. But you really... really shined in those last pieces. That's okay. Tell me about yourself, Lucas. You're a senior at North Allegheny.
Yeah, I'm a senior at North Allegheny. Next year I'll be going to the University of Michigan. I'm not sure what I'm going to study yet. I'm undecided, but I'm positive I'm not going to stop playing cello. I'm going to keep playing music as much as I can.
I'm curious, and I know you're not necessarily, I don't want to put you on the spot as representing every peer that is as accomplished of a musician as you are. But did any of you consider music performance as a major? And any reason why it was not chosen?
I did consider it a little bit last year, but I chose not to for my own reasons that I'm not sure I can even explain to myself.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure about these three. Anyone?
Anybody? And I don't mean to put you on the spot. It's just it's curious because I think I mentioned earlier today that we had some really great jazz musicians from Kappa on last week, and they're all going to Slippery Rock. Some for music education, but some for many of them are going to Slippery Rock, but mostly for other things, and none for performance. And I wonder sometimes if it's the economics, if it's well, what am I going to gain?
Yeah, it's interesting because people ask us that all the time, but really in Paiso, there's, I think, a small handful of high schoolers that are going to be going on into music. I mean, we're all very good musicians, but that doesn't mean we have passion. We don't have passions for other things, too.
Yeah, and I think that's a misperception. That's why I wanted to bring it up, is people think that everybody in Paiso must eat, live, and breathe music. That's all they do. Their head is one big, bowed instrument, and they have nothing else. Do you want to say hello to anybody, Lucas, or acknowledge anyone?
Just friends and family. Thank you for listening. And to Paiso, I guess. Paiso great. For life!
Thanks, Lucas. And we go finally to Jad's sister Olivia, and
hi.
That was something, the Paiso for life. Our headphones and speakers are cleaned forever, as are all of Pittsburgh. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I go to Fox Shelby High School with my brother. I'm a junior this year and wrapping up the end of the school year, and I've been playing viola for 12 years now.
Wow.
Long time.
Did you pick viola first as your first instrument to play?
I did. Funny story. So my mom asked me one day, she said, what do you want to play, violin, viola, or cello? I was like, okay,
That's Salem, all you get. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Salem's playing cello and Jad was playing violin. My twin wanted to play violin like Jad, and I was like, nobody's picking the viola. So I decided that I would play the viola.
It's a fun instrument.
It is. It's a beautiful instrument.
Any plans after school for you? I know you've got a senior year ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the longest time, I've always wanted to go into the medical field, and hopefully maybe dermatologist one day or something, but I'm never going to drop the viola. Maybe I'll minor in it or play in an orchestra somewhere in the city. That would be great to keep up.
Great. Anybody to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, my family, if they're listening, and any friends. And I want to say thank you to everyone in the quartet because I've had such an amazing experience with them.
Terrific. And I'm checking for any additional messages. There are none as of now. Thank you all for being here. You sounded absolutely great. And I appreciate your flexibility on time, too. Thank you for being here. Good luck. I hope we'll see you all again soon. Take care.